It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
the Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill.
Oh baby, oh baby, oh baby, oh baby, oh baby. Good morning to everybody out there on a Thursday morning. It is Halloween. Happy Halloween, everybody who observes. I have Clay Thompson with me, aka Joe Shasky. Spadoni, he's not in costume. I don't know why. I guess he wore it the other day.
Adam, it's too much for
Monte.
Four rings. No, you love Clay. Clay, he'll be back November 12th. He'll be back November 12th, which should be
what are we
doing? An emotional day.
Same old Clay to me.
Shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If we're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you'll be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. Warriors win last night 104-89. They've won all four of their games by at least 15 points this season in blowout fashion. Last night it was, you know, 4-point game. Buddy Hield hits the buzzer beater at the end of the first half, which I thought was a huge shot going into the half. And then the Warriors roll in the third quarter, blowing away the Pelicans 31-22. They only commit two turnovers in the second half, which is great, taking care of the basketball. We're going to get to the calls in just a second, 888-957-9570. And we're just talking about ratings in the NBA, why viewership is down. And there's a number of things. There's a plethora of things on why viewership is down. Draymond Green has some great things, but we got a lot to get into. And, of course, the team down south won a World Series. I won't even mention them by name. The team down south won a World Series.
I didn't see. Did he make an appearance last night? I didn't see him. I just didn't.
I turned it off. He always has to.
Yeah,
I turned it off. When I saw Miguel Rojas, you know, coming out onto the field, I was like, oh, God, that guy.
Champagne showers, man. Champagne showers.
God, they suck.
Dodger!
Nick
San Jose is a Dodger fan, huh?
It just pains my soul. They're so good. I want to hate them even more, but they have so many guys that play the game the way I totally respect it.
Freddie Freeman, 4 homers, 12 RBIs, World Series MVP. Come back from 5-0, 8th World Series title. All right, let's go to the lines.
Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Nothing we can do about it. We got David Frizzo. We got Robin and Benicia. Robin and Benicia, let's get to her. I think she's going to explain to us what D'Anthony Melton's injury is. Totally. Instead of using Google, we're going to hear from the people out there in the streets. Robin, good morning.
What's up? Well, I'm a guy. How you doing?
Good. Sorry about that.
Can you hear me? Yeah, no worries, guys. Good morning, gentlemen. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I was just listening to you guys this morning about DeAndre Melton's facet inflammation. So what that is, you know, you got these little tiny joints in your back, kind of similar to the knee, and they got cartilage. From time to time, they get inflamed. Sometimes they're arthritic, and they can get inflamed. So you just kind of calm it down. Obviously, with these guys, are conditioned and at the utmost, so you work on core. So sometimes you just got to give it some time. Usually, it's worse with loading and twisting and all that high impact activity that they do. So I imagine he's just letting it calm down. At times, you could just take anti-inflammatory. Sometimes do spinal injections. And I'm speaking from the standpoint of being a spine doctor at Kaiser Permanente.
Oh, wow. So it's right facet inflammation. Is it facet or facet? Facet? Right facet inflammation?
Yeah, facet. Tomato, tomato. So the little tiny joints are kind of like the size of your knuckle.
Okay.
And they're at various levels on each side. And sometimes they get inflamed. There might be a little bit of arthritis. And these things develop arthritis over the years and decades.
So is it a long-term issue here? Should we be concerned about this, Dr. Robin?
They can be. You know, I've had patients where they have flare-ups from time to time, and obviously you want to work on the mechanics and work on core strengthening, and then from time to time when it does flare up, just kind of adequate rest and just conservative management. Usually, it's not something that requires surgery. There's only a small percentage where if there's any issue with instability, which is, again, not knowing his history and imaging, where it will require fusion surgery, but usually this is kind of non-surgical conservative management.
Hey, Doc. How long can I live without this spine? My wife says I'm spineless.
You know what? If you're married, everybody doesn't have a spine. You can live with it. People live with it. You know, I have patients that have severe arthritic changes, and they're just not symptomatic. It's just how the body is from time, you know, and how it reacts from time to time.
Dr. Robin,
thanks,
can
Doc.
Can I offer you something, Doc?
Yes, sir.
Can you become our unofficial doctor of the morning roast? Because Dr. Narab Pandya just sold out on us and went to the afternoons. Brian Feely went out. He sold out to us. Can you be our unofficial doctor? Because this is what we do. We discover doctors. We love doctors on the show.
Yeah, hey, whatever you guys need, I'll shoot over my contact.
Like get him on hold. Dr. Robin is now our unofficial doctor of the morning roast. Good stuff, Robin. Appreciate it. We'll get this information. Have Robin call. Robin, call back. I want to get your intel. Dr. Rob Pondy, this is what we do. As Shasky always says, we pivot, don't panic. You want to go hang out with Willard and Dibs on the plaza yesterday in Thrive City? You don't want to call us no more. You don't even tweet at us no more, Dr. Narav Pandya. So you know what? We got Dr. Robin and Benicia now. He works at Kaiser Permanente. You got UCSF. We got Kaiser, baby. What now, buddy? What now? We love UCSF. We do.
Celebrating 3 years, by the way, yesterday, UCSF Health. So we do love our friends over at UCSF Health.
My mother-in-law, Lona Novikov, works at UCSF. So I always had love for USF. But you know what? We need to cross the street sometimes. And we're crossing the street to Kaiser on this show. They got UCSF and we love it. But now we got Kaiser because he's so us out. Dr. Narav Pandya.
Hey, I wonder if Robin, who called in the doctor, specializes in foot and mouth. Because my guy over here has got like foot and mouth disease. I don't know what you're doing.
Well, you're not one to talk. You might have had the worst joke I've ever heard in my life. And only a doctor would laugh at it. Just feeling bad.
It was pretty bad.
Come on.
What was it? What did they call it? Kettle calling? What is it? Kettle calling the black or whatever it is? I don't even know the joke. I don't even know the hell joke.
Kettle calling the pot black.
Tea called him, yes, so whatever it is.
No, it has nothing to do with tea.
I don't know the joke.
Has nothing to do with tea. It's just coffee.
Oh, my wife last night. I mean, today's Halloween. Big day. Big day in the Shasky household, right?
Big day here. Big day for any parent with the kid.
Of course, but I'm saying like, you know, trick or treat or whatever. She's like, I'm getting off early because she doesn't get off early often, right? And of course, dude, last night, LJ, rash all over his entire body, comes into the bed sleeping with us, and then both dogs think they can steal real estate on my bed. Yeah. It was a nightmare. And then the little dog bit me in the toe because my foot was sticking out and she doesn't like when I move under. It was just a nightmare. I what's the pet guy? What's the doctor? I mean, the... Come on, he like shushes
Milan?
The pets.
Yeah, Caesar Milan.
Caesar Milan. The dog I need whisperer. Him. Illy is the least. She's the devil reincarnated.
Jeez.
Just remember, he's not being aggressive. He's being dominant.
No. Illy is the worst. I go. I'm the one devil. Paying the bills in this house. This
the
is my
devil.
Bed.
The devil. Damn.
No, she's the worst.
Oh, Halloween's your day.
She's the worst.
Pot calling the kettle black, Bonte. That's what it is. Pot calling the kettle black. You know, Halloween is a huge day. It's a huge thing. If you got a little kid, they all love it. Like,
I'm
we're going to be frozen.
You didn't dress up.
Today, I had a late turnaround.
I have the king's outfit here. Why don't you put that on?
No, I'm not wearing that. I'm not the king. It's disrespectful to the people that come before me. It's paved the way before me in a radio business. I'm not a king. I'm just a father of a four-year-old who gets plucked all the time. Well, 3 and a half or almost four-year-old. But she's excited about Halloween as well. But we got our doctor. I'm happy. We got Dr. Robin. Dr. Robin's going to be an unofficial doctor of the morning roast. Because I saw Dr. Rob Pondy yesterday. He sold out on the morning roast, man.
I would prefer Dr. J to be the official doctor of the morning roast. But that's
that would be great. He is smooth. Dr. J has always been smooth. Let's go to David Frisno. Dave, what's happening, man? You're on the roast.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning,
man. I really appreciate this conversation this morning. I've been saying for years now, the NBA is kind of in flux, and you guys kind of already touched on a lot of issues I've discussed. But one in particular, I think also to look at the recent draft classes. I just think there's no like college stars coming in the NBA. Like I couldn't tell you who got drafted this past draft. You know, like that's another issue. It's like. You see a lot of the same teams that are always in the lottery where I think the NFL is always king or will be king because every year you can draft a franchise game-changing person, you know, like look at Washington. They were in the dumps and you draft Jaden Daniels. Now there's excitement. You know, the NBA, it's like they only come once every 5-10 years. And you know, it's usually always the same teams competing for the championship. But, yeah, and a lot of the other things you guys already brought up, like the contracts. I don't know why all these contracts are fully guaranteed, you know, when you don't even play the whole season. I think a lot of the stars now, they don't embrace being the stars, like Jokic and the guy from the Mavs. Like, they don't even look like they want to be there. Like, you can't promote them. So it's a lot of factors. You guys already brought them up. But, yeah, I enjoy this conversation. You know, I may be an old guy. I miss my old days of NBA. You know, Iverson, Kobe. Like, those guys, they love being the star. And they love to compete. Now it's just – it's like for clicks and likes, you know? Like, I don't get that. And then you guys said, too, like, LeBron and Curry ain't going to be around forever. Because after they go, oh, man, that's where it's really going to get interesting. But thanks, guys.
I also think it starts with the conversation, Shasky, the conversation around the NBA. So it'd be narrative. Like, for example, this is a perfect example. Yesterday, Kuminga, what were we talking about? We're talking about the game. We're talking about him adjusting to his new role of playing better. It's whether or not we're like psychoanalyzing him and trying to jump into his brain, said, well, Kuminga doesn't like it. He's not happy. You know, he got benched and yada, yada, yada. It's like, dude, that's unfair. It's like, we don't know what's going through the 22-year-old mate. I know I was 22. I wasn't thinking about, you know, none of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? But Kuminga being in this situation on a high-profile team, I thought his head lit greatly. Instead, the conversation went the other way, which most conversations do. We see it in football. We see it in basketball all the time. And Levitard had a great point. And it's a small faction of it, but Levitard had a great point last week, said it's harder to build a 2 to 3 hour show celebrating what we saw. And it's easier just to rip people and fire everybody when they lose.
Well, but the Kuminga conversation it's got layers to it, like a 7-layer dip, you know? Like there are layers to it.
Ooh, I love a 7-layer dip.
I do too. Nothing is worse than when people just rummage off the top. You know, it's like, dude, you got to stick things.
I only like it at home. I don't do the whole community 7-layer
dip. Well, that I agree with. Yeah, no doubt. I don't want your knuckle all in my 7-layer dip. But, like, another aspect which we haven't even touched on, like, Kuminga did want over $30 million a year, right? So that is also in part because of it. So, you know, he could have accepted a deal, and now he wants more of a deal. So I guess in a way,
I have no problem with.
I know, but I'm saying in that, a way, like, know, he is in control of that portion of of the story. Right,
no doubt.
That is baked into it. So now people are saying, like, well, you think you're worth more, which we can have a conversation. Depends on how civil we want to be. Like, is he worth $38 million a year?
We don't know.
$43 million a year.
The Brooklyn Nets, a team like the Brooklyn Nets, say, here's $30 to $40 million.
Yeah, but that is also my right as a sports fan to say, I don't think that's good money spent.
Right, yeah, no doubt. You could say that. You could say that, but in terms of worth or whatnot, they're worth what they're worth. They're worth what a team thinks they're worth. And right now the Warriors is like, hey, we're going to wait on a contract. I think it's a great business move for the Warriors as they just reset their books to just sit patience. We talk about patience all the time. I tell baby Chaz in life, patience. Well, as sports fans, we need a little bit of patience, especially with this team right now. Just be patient. We're a long way away. Let's see. And he is a restricted free agent, so the Warriors have the right to match any deal here in this situation. And Kuminga's betting on himself. You know, there could, knock on wood, what if he turns an ankle? What if his production dips? Then he's costing himself, right, a lot of money here. He's still going to get a contract, so he put it on himself, and he bet on himself. And I have no problem with the player betting on himself.
Well, I go back to, you know, in part, who knows, maybe they still would have been able to trade him. But, you know, Harrison Barnes got off to a great start that year that the Warriors offered him money, and I think he denied it.
A $64 million contract for 4 years, and he bet on himself. Had a rough NBA Finals, 5-32 the last three games, but who remembers? And then he still got $90 million. Then he got 90 plus with the Dallas Mavericks.
No, I know, but I'm saying, I felt like it hung over him throughout the year, and he got the ankle injury, and he just, like, never could get it going. I mean, he had a good year. I'm not saying, but, like,
what is going on here?
What? He never was an ascending player like he was prior. Yep. And so, gosh, it's a tough spot. I just know
but
for
to
me,
your point, though, he got hurt, wasn't as productive, HB, It still got a big bag with the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah, but the money in the league was different because the league, remember, it exploded financially.
Well, yeah, the CBA, obviously, but it's, still, he bet. But it was a case in point that he bet on himself.
Yeah,
didn't have the production.
But Isaiah Thomas bet on himself and then didn't make the money.
Right,
right. So there are stories where it goes both ways.
Let's go to Tony in Richmond. Tony, what's happening?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing this morning?
Tone? How you doing, Tone?
I'm all right, man. First, let me say I know both of you guys is connected. I got a chance to listen to the game last night on the way home. And then when I got home, I got to watch it. The announcers we got for the Warriors, man, is great.
Love it. Love it. I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree.
So I was telling the guy that this team and their chemistry is giving me a little 2022 vibes. You know, everybody's happy to see each other play well and win, and that's a good thing.
I agree. It's a great thing, Tony. It's a great thing. And let's see if it's vibes. What if they do go 18-2? What if they go on this road trip and go 4-1?
Well, then I'll allow myself to have that conversation that I said I wouldn't allow myself to have.
Well, 888-957-9570. You're ready to have a conversation right now. You're so close to wanting to have the conversation.
I'm oscillating toward getting ready to have that conversation.
If they beat the Boston Celtics on Wednesday.
Do you ever have like a giant pot of water and you turn the heat up and you're waiting for it to start simmering? That's me right now.
It's worth saying out loud, Shasky and I, that we both believe this team could make a deep run in the playoffs.
Absolutely. I mean, as currently constituted, they are 4-1. We're getting closer. And once that water starts jumping, we could get to a boiling point where it might tip on over.
How do you like that, Mr. Bonte?
How do you like that? To go with our water analogy.
Oh, boy. Lindy Waters, by the way, got the start yesterday. Only took 5 shots, but he played 30 minutes yesterday. He's active. We'll see how Steve Kerr utilizes him moving forward here on this road trip. 888-957-9570. I guess we'll replay some of the Draymond sound in a second. But I do want to know, now you hear Tony in Richmond. He's bought in. He's got 2022 vibes. Are Warrior fans bought in that this team has 2022 vibes? That there's something special brewing. What is Guru's line?
The Saint Ives special brew.
Yeah, no, not the Saint Ives special brew.
I'm not trying
to be knocked out of the corner.
Did you
man.
Have a Saint Ives special brew growing up? You don't even know what we're talking about, do you?
Yeah, no. I was still reserved to a
that hat, by the way.
Dude, it just keeps falling off.
Yeah, no, you're playing drops over there on accident. Your hat fell off the board.
That was me. Sorry. It just keeps falling. You know? When you're such a dynamic athlete like I am, and it's the read and react system, you know, and I'm trying to run the split action off the floppy set as Klay Thompson.
You know something or two about great shots and shot selection.
I do.
Other people can't tell you about that.
That is a deep cut.
You want to spout on that? By the way,
I'm a Warriors fan all the way.
I saw that guy. He was trying his hardest to avoid me at Chase Center. Nothing. 888-957-9570 is the number.
But ain't nothing you can do about.
Are people getting 2022 vibes? Yeah, just take the hat off, Klay Thompson. Just take it off.
I'm committed to the bit.
Take it off. 888-957-9570. And maybe you're bought in because you hear things like this from Draymond Green on the postgame show.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, it's a fresh start. You know I coming in, I had an awful year last year. It was just not right. Didn't play well, didn't act well. And, you know, I want to show the real me. I want to show the growth. You know, I talked last year about being a champion of change, arguing referees. These guys are human. They make mistakes, and I'm trying to understand that. Such an emotional game. I play, you know, one of my best attributes is playing with my emotions. And so taking that next step and learning how to play with those emotions, but knowing where to channel those is a big important step for me and something that I'm really focusing on this year.
So powerful message from Draymond Green, taking accountability, it called him a champion of change. I like that.
I'm much more encouraged. Again, it's a couple of games. We're not talking about a month's worth of games, but to win a couple of games against the same opponent, I don't care who that is, without Steph Curry, without Wiggins, and without Melton, I thought that those were really encouraging moments for Warrior fans. And to see them do it the way they did, fighting to come back in game one, and then just being, I thought, thoroughly impressive yesterday.
There was very, you control how you play. And the way they're playing right now, limiting the turnovers, because you look at the first half yesterday, and a stat I always like to look at, field goal attempts, turnovers, points off turnovers. Those are some of my favorite stats. Well, the Pelicans attempted 12 more field goals than the Warriors in that first half. They needed that to flip, and it did flip. By the end of the game, they were just -3 in terms of field goal attempts. Turnovers, the Warriors had committed 12 in the first half. They were really sloppy with the basketball. Ended the game with 14 turnovers. So just 2 in the second half, a night after having just 7 turnovers. So that's going to be imperative here on the road trip that they take care of the basketball, because they do have a lot of good shooters. Let's go to the lines. KC, San Jose. KC, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Just a couple of things. So I do get 2022 vibes just because everybody's kind of bought in and doing the team thing first. We still need a secondary scorer. I mean, I know you can spread out and get numbers from different players any given night. Draymond, he said all the right things in that clip you played, but I want to see it a little bit longer.
Right.
Because he's said things before and not really followed through. And just one last thing. Hey, Shasky, do you know where the parade is going to be in LA? Let's go Dodgers.
That's good troll. It's a good troll. That's a good troll.
I have no rebuttal.
Let's go to Troy in San Jose. Troy, what's happening?
Hey, how's it going? Happy Thursday. Good morning.
Good morning.
Just wanted to chime in real quick after these first, 5 games or so, man. I'm really loving what I'm seeing. Of course, in the offseason, we didn't know how this was going to look. But I like the way the starters get in. And then we get the backups in, and man, they are scrappy. Mm. They are tenacious, you know. And I think if we could play this way over time, throughout the season, we could preserve the health of Curry. We definitely GP2. You know, he plays with one motor, but he gets injured a lot. So if we can get these other guys to chime in and do what they've been doing, I think we can go deep into the season with a good record and into the playoffs with a good seed. That's about it. Have a good day.
Hey, Bonte, you know, they do play Tenacious D, the Warriors. Do you know what Tenacious D is? He has no idea. He has no idea what I'm talking about.
I'm just hashtagging pause. I don't want to follow that up.
You've never heard of that?
Tenacious D? Whoa. Pause, dude.
Okay, do you know who Jack Black is?
Hashtag pause.
Do you know who Jack Black is?
Yes, I know who Jack Black is.
Okay, you've never heard of Tenacious D? They're kind of real, but they're kind of not. It's like a
band.
Yeah,
like a band. Tenacious D, him and Kyle Gass.
Yeah.
Did he play some Tenacious?
There's a movie called Tenacious D and the Pick of Destiny.
Yeah, it's actually hilarious.
Yeah.
Jack Black is hilarious. It was.
He's still hilarious. He's still funny. Jack Black's funny. Yeah. Jack Black's good.
He is funny.
He's a great showman.
I like Jack Black. Yeah, no, he gets out. I like Jack Black.
You had never heard that, though?
Tenacious D? No.
You got to broaden your horizons.
I'm a sports guy, man.
Clean it up, Hunty.
Hey, look, I know what I don't know. I know a lot about sports. I'm dedicated to the game of sports. I'm dedicated to this craft. I don't have time for any of that other stuff.
You know,
right
I'm
now.
Just well-rounded. Put down the Detroit Pistons league pass for just a second and sprinkle in a little Jack Black in your life.
Nah, I can't do it. If there's live game action, I'm in. I'm in. I don't care if Alabama Birmingham is playing Tulsa. I'm in. I'm in.
The New York Giants versus the Carolina Panthers. You're
I'm in.
I'm not.
I'm all the way in.
I'm out.
I'm all the way in.
I'm out.
I'm in. I'm in. You got me. I'm the NFL, the MLB, Major League Baseball, and now it's getting worse because then it's like, dear God, another game? I'm all in on Premier League. So I'm all in on
Rockies, White Sox. That's the game, right?
Well, there's other be the White Sox. Well, I'm not doing that. You know what I go there?
It's still an all-time drop. I'd rather be the White Sox.
Just tongue-in-cheek. We're going to take these calls on the other side. Adam, Bobby.
I just can't believe it.
Oh, we got two Adams on the line. We have two Adams on the line. Wow. We're going to get to two Adams and Bobby Los Santos. No, Rockies, White Sox,
Adam,
I'm out.
Too much.
But I'll just put out a PS5 and play some NCAA. I'm now playing at Autzen Stadium, the Oregon Ducks. We're rolling right now, baby. Had a big opening season win against the Florida Gators in 2037. Go Ducks. By the way, the Grandy man, Mark Grandy, is heading to Ann Arbor. He's going to the Big House to watch Oregon versus Michigan. Big time game in the Big 12. Or Big 10, excuse me, Big 10. Sorry.
Good for you.
Today says, why are you hating? Don't be hating because Grady got big money. What's coming up in the game brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your 15-minute drive-through change. I'm telling you, Grady, man, he rolling the dough, baby. Going to the Big House in Ann Arbor. You got to fly into Detroit. You got to get a car. It's about a 45-minute drive, and it's tough to get in and out of Ann Arbor, but it's a hell of a city. All right, visit the friendly expert technicians at your local Valvoline Instant Oil Change to check fluid, tire pressure, windshield wipers, batteries, and much, much more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com.
Bay Area, it's Draymond Green. The Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky is live on YouTube and Twitch right now. Time for you to like and subscribe.
I like that.
I need a little like Monster that. Mash or X-Files this morning.
I do like that. Bonte, Tenacious D is a joke, rock and roll, heavy metal act. No need to try to get into their music.
I didn't even say you need to get into the music. Just, did you ever hear? Have you ever heard?
Well, according to the 510, I'm not missing anything. Dumas going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. Jason Dumas. He's moving to Philadelphia. He's leaving the Bay. So we'll say goodbye to him. We'll say goodbye to him. I already see the Crowd 4 promos. They already got him off the promos, man. That was quick. D-Lo! D-Lo. Is he?
What?
You know, you bought that Jordan Poole trade up, man, and it's got me a little worried.
Wizards.
Well, for those that didn't hear it, what is the trade, Bonte?
I don't know. Spadoni brought it up. He said there was a rumor that Poole may go to the Lakers.
Just a rumor that potentially, you know, the Lakers would be willing to covet some, you know, potential first-round pick or two, and maybe D'Angelo Russell to the Washington Wizards for one Jordan Poole. Wizards. Clearly still trying to rebuild. They got rid of, who's my guy, Denny Avdija?
Avdija.
Put that down for mispronunciation.
I'm
not going to sugarcoat it, sit here and do shit. I didn't know how to pronounce it. It's all right. But that's just something to monitor as the Lakers get absolutely hammered in Cleveland yesterday.
I mean, what else is there to do in Cleveland but to get hammered?
There you go. That's a four.
Damn.
It ain't nothing you can do
about. And I know we're going to get back into the Warriors. I had wrote a list down of the greatest fan costumes of all time.
All right.
Cleveland's on that list. So, like, when you think of their fans and you think about what they, like, look like or whatever, there's an image that comes in your head. You think of that team. For example, Cleveland Browns, the Dog Pound. It's such a great. Like, the little plastic masks or rubber masks or whatever that they're wearing.
With the bones coming out the side of their head.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
It is great.
I do. I love the Dog Pound.
It is great. Would you ever dress up for a football game?
I mean, I wear, like, my gear.
No, like shoulder pads, eye black, helmet.
No.
You're not doing that?
No. But I'm not mad at anyone who does. It's dedication.
It is dedication. It takes a lot of hours to get ready for that.
Seeing Green Man. Remember Green Man? I don't know if you're into Always Sunny in Philadelphia, but Philadelphia had Green Man, and like real people would show up in real Green Man outfits.
That show didn't hit me. I gave it a try. Don't look at me crazy. I gave it a try.
It's very dark humor. It's different.
It's hilarious. Frank is an all-time character. Yeah, Charlie.
Wasn't my cup of tea.
You couldn't relate to the characters. That's fine.
I like The Office, though, believe it or not.
There you go.
I like Seinfeld, believe it or not.
Okay.
But Always Sunny.
Who is your favorite character in Seinfeld?
Ooh, George Costanza.
Oh, that's a great answer. Yeah, that was the right answer.
That's my guy. He's always blowing dates. The fact that he's always getting dates is hilarious. The George Steinbrenner, it's good stanza. It used to be Kramer, and Kramer did some things. I was like, oh, got to back up off of him. Elaine's underrated, too. Elaine played a role very well.
Peterson?
Very well. Peterson was all right.
He's funny.
He was all right.
Peterman.
Let's get to the lines. I do want to do this costume thing.
What am I doing?
We'll get to Dumas. It's two right there in the last 5 minutes. So we got two Adams and Bobby in Los Santos. I want to get to Adams first, and then I think Bobby is going to spark a conversation.
Are you going to split the Adams?
I'm going to split the Adams right here. Let's go.
That's his costume. He's Oppenheimer.
I love the way
Adam, it's too much.
Hold on. There has to be a category here. Because I see Adam in SF, and I see Adam in Moraga. But the way Moraga is spelled, how the hell did Carter get through college and get his master's degree?
How is Do you see? I can't see.
M-U-R-R-A-G-A.
No
Moraga.
Moraga. Like America.
Carter, aren't you from the Bay Area, man?
Yeah, I might have messed that one up.
Put that down for mispronunciation of the year.
Good Lord. So let's...
Moraga so with you know a what? U.
Just I've because it's with an M-U, Adam and SF, I'm going to put y'all pause for a second, and I'm going to go to Moraga. To the Adam and Moraga.
It's so funny.
Oh, gosh. Adam, what's happening? Adam and Moraga.
Guys, how are you? Love the show.
Thank you, Adam. You're not Adam from space?
Hey, wanted to give a shout out. 2022 vibes is definitely what's going on. I want to get a shirt and a hat that say that. Big difference this year. End of the game. I feel like I got confidence. I feel like the team's got confidence. If we're down, we know we're going to come back. We might not know who's going to step up, but somebody will. Totally different than last year where all the talk was we're old, we're slow. I feel like we're young, we got energy, and we're hyped up. And it's going to be a great year, so I'm excited to see what happens.
I do like it. You know, one thing that's missing so far, and maybe we'll see it on this road trip.
Steph Curry?
No. Well, he's obviously missing, but playing in a close game in the last 5 minutes.
Totally agree.
With Steph Curry. Because they had the Clippers game, which was, they were up 10, and the Warriors made a run. But I do want to see what Steve Kerr will do once everybody's healthy and they become wholesome, or they become whole. What is Steve Kerr going to do with the final five lineup in a close game? That's the next piece, and that's what's missing for me to see. Will it be a game-by-game thing? Will it be who's flowing in that game? Will it be Buddy Buckets? Will it be Pods? Will it be Kuminga? Will it be like, how is Steve Kerr going to navigate the last 5 minutes in a close basketball game once everybody is healthy? That's what I'm looking forward to.
Well, their ability is just, like, stack wins with whoever's in the lineup. Yeah. That's going to be super crucial. You're talking about this five-game road trip. I think this is just going to be so much fun.
Oh, it's fat. It's yeah,
Rockets, come out and play.
Rockets, come out to play.
The Rockets coming out to play.
It's so funny. It's so funny.
And then you get the Wizards. A day before Election Day in D.C. is going to be a madhouse out there. You know, some things are probably going to be said, and, you know, God bless us all. Let's pray that nothing, I'm not even going to go there. Boston and Wednesday, and then, of course, Cleveland, and then OKC.
Well, I mean, it's a big game for Boston because Tatum hates Steve Kerr.
Yeah.
And Boston hates Steve Kerr.
I didn't even think about that. That's going to be the storyline all day.
100%.
Like ESPN everywhere.
And Jaylen Brown not being on the USA team.
No doubt.
I'm telling you right now, they do not. Like,
they're going to want to win that game by 50.
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to want to blow the Warriors.
And that's where I'm
going
to need Draymond Green to maybe pull some shenanigans.
No, we don't need shenanigans.
No, I might need him. No. I might need WWE Draymond.
He just told
Boston
you last night.
With Portnoy in the front row?
No, he just told you last night he's a champion to change. And so that's what I want.
I'm allowing play a one-night reprieve.
No, you're allowing.
What I want is what Stephen Curry did in the actual Olympics and just have a dagger in Boston again. And it does another night-night.
Yeah,
that would be
that.
The best.
I would love that. But even Bob Cousy took a shot at Steve Kerr.
Bob Cousy. 100. How old is he?
Hey, you better put some respect on Bob Cousy's
Yeah, you know
Cousy's
what? They all sick Rick Barry on him.
Yeah, well, there
so
you go.
So you better be careful.
Put some respect on Cousy's name. But yeah, we were talking about Rick yesterday. So Mully, apparently, before we get that, Adam in the city, then Bobby got Los Santos. Well, he said
Mully's feeling loose.
He's
questioning the Vanderbilt education of Festus.
Look at you watching late night. The math major? Hear what I say? We don't do that at SF State. We're broadcast journalists at SF State.
He was put on the spot with numbers, and I felt his pain because I was like, come on, Mully, that's not fair.
No, we always do that
to Festy. He was shooting 77%, and now he went 7-for-9. What's he shooting now? And Festy's like, and I felt bad for Festy.
No, don't feel bad. He knows the deal. He knows the drill. We've done that to him before. But where's that go? Oh, Mully was with Clifford Ray last week. They were doing something. And Clifford Ray and Rick Barry joined a gay house last year. Clifford Ray saves the day, his book about him saving a dolphin. putting his big old arm in the Dolphins. Anyway.
Like Seinfeld.
Like Seinfeld. So Clifford Wright brought it up. He brought it up to Bully. He goes, hey, man, I can't believe Rick Barry took over the interview when Rick Barry was on with us. So we bring in Rick Barry.
I can.
And I knew what I was doing. I go, hey, Rick, you know, you guys had one of the biggest upsets in North America. One of the biggest upsets. I was like, one of the best stories in North America. We go, one of the biggest. I knew what I was doing. So he goes off about that. He goes off about that. And then he goes, oh, but since you asked me about this year's team, and we all look at each other and said, actually, Rick, we haven't asked you anything. You just kicked it to yourself. And Clifford Ray has the microphone so far down. And he's like, Rick just wouldn't let me talk and he didn't give me no airtime. Those guys are funny, man.
I used to argue with Rick all the time on his radio show.
Me and him
would argue all the time.
About what?
Everything. Everything. Well, I called in one time and I said that Stephon Marbury should not be the point guard of Team USA, and he completely agreed with me. Right? And
it was an argument.
Well, no, on that one we agreed.
What argument?
It was like they need a pass first point guard. Yeah. And I wanted Jason Kidd to be the premier player on that team.
Forget that. What did you guys argue about?
Oh, all kinds of things.
Like what?
The Giants closer blowing games at the time, which I believe Benitez was one of them.
He liked Benitez.
Well, he's like, dude, you got to give the other team credit. And I'm like, this guy's throwing meatballs, Rick. Like, come on.
We need Rick Barry. Can we book Rick Barry for tomorrow? I think it's a good time to book Rick Barry for this road trip.
I love Rick.
Let's get Rick Barry tomorrow. See what he's doing. He's killing it in the pickleball. You got to just tell him, hey, we'll talk a little pickleball. He'll join us. He'll join us with some pickleball and Warriors talk. We have to. That's the sell. Maybe we can get Scooter. Hey, Scooter, can you call Pops, tell him to come on the roast?
I could not care less.
You know how they have the old man Logan storyline for Wolverine?
Yeah.
I want the old man Rick movie somewhere. I would love to see a day in the life of Rick Barry.
He had his little fanny pack, too. He was ready to roll.
Don't cross that man. Not cross that man.
We got to get Rick Barry.
I bet he could still shoot 50% from the field somewhere.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Right? Not a doubt in my mind.
I've got to hear from Rick Barry tomorrow. Let's book Rick Barry for tomorrow.
God, I love that man.
Adam and SF. Adam, what's happening? The other Adam.
Man, I went to high school with Carter. I'm a little embarrassed about that thing right now. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, you should be embarrassed. Well, you know who I'm embarrassed for? Charlie Johnson, who now runs Stuart Hall. I'm embarrassed for him. Oh, what the hell was Charlie teaching you kids? Huh? What was going up there at Stuart Hall? I'm disappointed in your administration up there, Adam.
Charlie Johnson is one of the best high school basketball coaches in the Bay Area, so I will never speak badly about him. But anyways,
I will.
No, I just wanted to get your guys' opinion. Like last year, I think the Warriors were 5-2 or 6-1 after they lost the Nuggets, and everyone was all, you know, Capri Suns and celebrating. We look better. Whereas this year, you know, we're 4-1. I think we look a lot scrappier, so I don't want to go back to 2022. That was just an amazing year. I wouldn't say the vibes that. I just want to get your opinion about the start of this year, and what do you think about the start? Because they're kind of similar in the sense of the record, but I think this team just looks better.
They do. The form matters, Adam. It's a good point. The form matters. Right now, they're playing good basketball. They're not turning the ball over. They're number one in the league in steals. They're number one in the league in deflections, which I think deflections is a stat that needs more pub. Forget the hell with the plus minus. The deflections, because when you deflect a couple passes within the 24-second shot clock in the half court, all of a sudden that set is done. That set's done. All of a sudden you got to reset. You're scrambling offensively and saying, well, we just got to get a good shot. Now you can send a double team. You can send a trap. You can do so many different things when you get deflections. And Gary Payton II and Brandon Podziemski right now are the top 10 in terms of deflections. They have 15 total deflections each. 15 deflections each. So deflecting, stealing, rebounding, not turning it over, man. You're going to win a lot of basketball games like that. And the requirement of just playing hard, this team plays hard. They play really, really hard. So I'm excited about that, Shasky, with those hustle points.
I am too. And I've just seen the team that, to me, has just got way more desire. And then they've got that athleticism and length. And they got a lot going for them right now.
So this is by Sam Quinn, CBS Sports, our guy, friend of the program.
Yeah, we love him.
Not Sam Quinn.
Who had never heard of Sam Quinn.
No, he hadn't. But this is what Sam tweeted out yesterday in regards to the deflection stat that you're talking about, Bonte. Small sample alert, but the Warriors are currently on track to decimate the deflections per game record. Tracking era only goes back to 2015-16 here, but the prior record was held by the 2016-17 Warriors, and it was 18.5 per game. Right now, they're averaging 26 deflections.
See, I like that. See, that's why I like Sam Quinn. Sam Quinn. I like Sam Quinn. I like Sam Quinn, but I may like Sam Quinn a little bit better. That's some good data right there. All right, let's go to Bobby in Los Altos. Bobby in Los Altos. We got Antonio. You know what he's going to say. I already know Antonio. I love Antonio in Oakland. But Bobby in Los Altos. Good morning, Bobby.
Hey, good morning, fellas. I listened at the end of your program yesterday, so I really want to talk to you, Vontae, about your Draymond bet that you made. So I'd like to get into that a little bit. But
you like that bet, huh? You like that bet, huh, Bobby?
Well, let's have a discussion on that. But I realize that you are a sports station, so you feel obligated to run, you know, Draymond sound drops. But, I mean, with all due respect, I mean, aren't you guys a little embarrassed to play those what I consider empty words? Like for myself, you know, I woke up today and I said, oh, today I'm going to be a productive member of society, like I say every day. And then at 10 o'clock at night, I do a little review and it's all empty promises. So I just don't understand. Yeah, you can say a lot of things, but in the heat of the moments when you got to prove it, if you're sitting in front of a microphone, of course you could say, oh, I'm going to be calm and I'm going to have a control of myself. And I understand refs are humans too, but I just don't understand how anyone could believe that till he maybe delivers a little patience on the court. That being said, did you say yesterday that your bet was Draymond's going to play 65 regular season games?
That's my bet.
All right. So,
that was my bet back in the offseason before the training camp even started.
Okay, so who took this bet?
Shasky.
Of course, me.
Okay. So here's one complication, and I know Shasky's a gentleman, but you're not accounting for injury, right?
No, well, that was a caveat, but they're not giving me the caveat.
It literally was not. No, you're creating new caveats.
No.
You cannot staple new rules to the deal that has already been agreed upon.
Later on in that show, there's a caveat, but, you know, they're not going to give it to me.
So full of crap.
So it's all good, Bobby.
Hey, bro, what size is that hat? Because that's a big cap.
It's all good, Bobby. I'll deal with it. I think he's going to stay healthy.
I'll deal with it.
I'm ready to roll with it.
Bobby, he did. He is so losing this bet.
The odds are stacked against me, but you know what? Five games down, five games played. 60 more to go.
Yeah, so, I mean, like I said, I know Shasky's a gentleman, so maybe he'll just take it on percentage in terms of, you know, number of games unavailable due to suspension. But in terms of 65, if you include his back injuries and all these other phantom injuries when he's not motivated, I don't know how you're going to win that one.
Bobby, let's be fair here, though. I hear you on Draymond and why should you trust him or why should anybody trust him. Didn't his tone and the way he presented that on the postgame show and then at the podium, didn't it just sound different? To me, it sounded different. The words mattered. And look, I'm going to take him at his word. We're all changing. We're all resetting. We all deserve second and third, fourth, fifth chances, whatever it is. You don't think you're not buying it, huh?
Look, I'm not rooting against him. But I mean, he's transitioning onto his life as a television personality. He's very polished. So when you hear him say things, yes, he's very polished and it sounds convincing. All I'm saying is it's very easy to say, I'm going to do this and this when you're in a non-stressful environment, sitting in front of a microphone or whatever wherever he was recording that, right? But the question is when he gets a call against him, right? Or two or three in a game, what's going to happen to him? You know he's going to go crazy.
Well,
I hope he doesn't. But that's proof in the pudding. And then finally, can I just say this? I'm not on any social media, so I don't know if this is old or not, but I feel like it came up with something impressive, but it may just be played out. The next time, or this season, when D'Anthony Melton has a good play, you know, D-A-M, D'Anthony Melton, can we just say, damn! It cannot be like a little catch thing whenever he makes a really good play.
It's not bad, Bobby.
Damn!
It's not bad, Bobby. It's not bad.
Was that Chris Tucker?
Yeah, it was Chris Tucker on Friday. Miss Paca. Damn! Miss Paca. And then Bernie Mac came up. Saw Miss Paca.
You think Bobby represents a big portion of the fan base with that take, though? I think he kind of does. Like, it's great. It sounds great, but we need to, like, see it.
Are
like,
you buying it?
Buying what? Draymond's comments?
Yeah.
Nah, they're words right now. Like he said these things same things last year on his podcast.
Well, oh, I need to change.
Well, no, but I'm saying but he says these things and then he does something different. So yeah, you're going to have to show me throughout the season. It looks good right now, and especially since Stephen Curry's been out, I'll grant him that. That's a factor in this. Because,
that's a huge factor.
Because when Steph was out in previous years, it didn't seem like he didn't care as much.
Here's what Draymond Green said last night to everybody wondering if you're just getting your cars or if you're just popping in YouTube. Draymond Green with Fitzibuki after the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, it's a fresh start. You know, I know coming in, I had an awful year last year. It was just not right. Didn't play well, didn't act well. And, you know, I want to show the real me. I want to show the growth. You know, I talked last year about being a champion of change, arguing referees. These guys are human. They make mistakes, and I'm trying to understand that. Such an emotional game. I play, you know, one of my best attributes is playing with my emotions. And so taking that next step and learning how to play with those emotions, but knowing where to channel those is a big important step for me and something that I'm really focusing on this year.
So that's Draymond last night. Are you buying it? I'm going to buy some stock into that. Champion to change. Being the leader. Didn't act well. Didn't play well. Taking accountability. And everything I've heard so far this season, he's backed it up. He's backed it up so far. So far, so good. So I'm going to buy it. I'm going to take him at his word.
Are you on TikTok?
I'm not on TikTok. No,
you're not on TikTok? So you know how they did the chef dance back in the day?
Well,
the
I told you I'm not on TikTok, so I don't know.
I'm saying, you know how they
the chef dance? Yeah,
whip cooking, it up, whatever. Yeah. The new one now is the Draymond.
Oh, the challenge. Hey. Hey, he's hitting all these challenges.
I'm circling my fingers around I'm signaling a home run from an umpire.
He's 4-5 right now on challenges, right?
Yeah.
It's 4-5. Not bad. Not bad.
B, I can't argue with you.
By the way, by the Warriors on Draymond.
Hey, he's won 4 of them. He's won 4 of them. Good challenges right here, Steve Kerr.
It just felt like a good time to ride the hot hand. Sometimes you just take one just to back your guy up. I think I said that pregame, but I think all 5 of our challenges have been Draymond, right? So we're 4-for-5, so it's a pretty good percentage.
So Draymond
deserved it.
So Draymond said that he's working on his growth. I'm not mad at that. I still work on my growth every damn day. I'm 42 years old. There's a lot of things I don't do well. Antonio in Oakland, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, y'all? Man, the Warriors riding high, and I'm a big believer in these Warriors, man. We got so much depth, man. 12, man. You know, 12. Dude, we're the real 12, man. Not no damn Seahawks.
There you go, Antonio. That's a 3.
Even when Steph doesn't play, I believe in this now. You know, in years past, especially because the playoff team, I thought we would lose, without Steph in years past, but now it's of course I want him to be there, but it's we got so many splashers, Lindy Waters, freaking Buddy Hill. Hey, Buddy Hill been slept on for about a year. You know, he was in the wrong situation, but, you know, now he's in the right situation. So I love it. Yeah, and when Moses Moody is your 10th best player, that screams depth. And we could be anybody. The only team I kind of worry about is OKC in the West anyway. So at the end of the day, man, Warriors.
Antonio, how do you feel about it? Because I know you watch the post-game stuff and you look at all the clips. No, seriously, we all do. He's locked in. Why are you laughing?
Felt like you were
Antonio,
Antonio, I know you're watching me on TV.
I didn't say that. That's where your brain went.
The way that you said it was just hilarious.
That's where your brain went.
Unbelievable.
Don't throw Sabonis under the bus. He even let me cut me off and he hung up. Antonio's locked in. He lives for this. He watches, he listens, he does everything on all his teams. I was going to ask about Draymond Green.
I always appreciate, again, we're going show behind the show, so when we're screening calls,
I don't even promote my pre- and post-game show.
No, you're doing a great job, though. I know you're not, but I'm going to promote it for you. You guys are doing a great job. Antonio, whenever we screen the calls and he comes in, it's like, all right, what's your name? Where are you calling from? What do you want to talk about? It's Antonio in Oakland, and I want to talk about the Golden State Warriors every single time, or the 49ers. Very succinct, gives what he wants to talk about in, out. He is efficient as hell, and I appreciate you, Antonio. He doesn't call every single day, too.
No, he doesn't.
Picks and chooses his spots.
He lays in the cut. See, that's where Shasky Bray goes. I was like, don't watch me. You're not watching for me. You're watching for Bully and Fezzi and everybody else in the Warriors game. You're not watching for me.
People are very divided on Draymond. So, for example, don't fall for it from the 408. 650, Draymond's batting 1,000 on Coach's Challenge. That's crazy. 925, lip service as usual. 510, I'll buy it, but only when he walks away every time from bad calls. Rich in Oakland, Show me. I mean, it's very divided. People are very divided.
Yeah, no doubt. They are going to be divided. It's Draymond Green. Let's go to Gene in Oakland. Gene, what's happening?
Hey, fellas.
Oh, Uncle Gene. Where'd he go? We got a school, Carter. Yeah. Carter's a new guy, Uncle Gene. Don't worry about it. He's a new guy. He went to Stuart Hall.
How did he spell Gene in the box? He didn't spell
your name correctly. He spelled it J-E-A-N, not right? G-E-N-E. So Carter's struggling right now with spelling. I guess they don't teach spelling at Stuart Hall. Maybe USS Sports Management Program. You got to spell anything, right? Damn, just use Grammarly, huh? Uncle Gene, what's happening?
I'll forgive him. First off, as far as, you know, Draymond, I'm his number one supporter, and, you know, I truly believe he's going to try very hard to manage all that, but to say he's going to go a whole season without exploding a few times, you know, remains to be seen. All right, so the reason I called, the main reason is whenever I hear any shade thrown against my old Celtics, and I'm talking about the old Celtics, I have to come to their defense. So, first of all, Bob Cousy is 96 years old and perfectly lucid, and I'll tell you how I know. My friend Michael O'Daniel, who used to be a reporter back in the day and is actually older than me, so he used to be an NBA reporter, he interviewed Bob Cousy on his last game, after his last game in 1964. Bob Cousy started the Players Union, so this is the 60th anniversary, so he wanted to have another interview with him. He talked to the daughter. The daughter says he doesn't give interviews. He told him who he was and how he gave him his last interview. And so the daughter put him through. He says, you got 10 minutes. Michael talked to him for a full hour. So anyone that can, that age, that can give a lucid interview for a full hour, still got all his marbles. Hey. So I'm looking forward to this upcoming game. I'm not a, you know how I feel about the Celtics. I'm Warriors first. But you're absolutely right. They're going to come after Kerr with everything. You know how those fans are. So
no doubt.
That's going to be something to
Uncle
watch.
Uncle G, this is why I respect you so much, and this is why you're the reigning Roaster of the Year. You respect those who came before you. You respect the Bob Cousy's of the world. All right? Not like these young whippersnappers that I had to work with every day. They don't respect the history of the game, Uncle G, like you do. That's why I love you.
Thank you, Bonte. I appreciate that.
Tell the grandsons I said hello.
Can you respect the game of yesteryear and also say, the game's fast and by?
Oh.
Just in general.
Bob Cousy?
In general.
Well, you could say that sometimes. Bob Cousy did have a take on J.J. Redick. I would have shut your ass down back in my day. He's not lying.
He's not saying much.
He's a hell of a. He's doing a good job with the Lakers, although they've lost two in a row.
Yeah, they're done.
Oh, Laker fans
He's
already
on the hot seat.
Wow.
Just kidding. Wojciechowski looks at me like I was being serious.
You know you need that.
No, it was about to be scary hours in LA. It already kind of was. I don't know if you guys saw the highlights of how they're celebrating already that World Series trophy down there, but yeah, there's some explosions going down there.
What are we doing?
I saw two women putting out these like Dodger like rap song like spoken word things on TikTok. Did you see that?
No.
Our Dodgers.
You're the only one on TikTok at this station.
What? You love TikTok, huh?
Because I see some funny stuff on there,
dude.
It's better than Twitter.
It is. I don't even know because I. The less social media, the better for me.
Well, TikTok's hilarious.
I try to like
scroll for hours.
I try
hours.
To live my life like it's before 2000.
Oh, okay.
So like limited.
So you're playing
usage.
PS5 while streaming on an iPad?
No, exactly. Watching sports.